Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I've got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
98.5 Drive here with Jazeel. Very exciting news. The Circus Live is coming to Perth, offering a two-hour adrenaline-pumping spectacular at Langley Park from the 30th of June to the 31st of July. To run us through what we can expect, we have the GM, Greg Hall, in the studio. Greg, how are you going?
Marvellous.
Now, straight away, Greg, you've had 50 years
yes.
in the game.
Yeah. Don't I look like it?
No, you look like you've only had five.
Oh, God.
Where did it start for you?
A long time ago, I was I left school and it was to do a job, you know, like get a job. And there was a job for an office boy at a theatre, at J.C. Williamson Theatres in Melbourne. Now, let me explain this to you. At that time, JCW, as it's known, was the largest theatrical company in the world. And the reason why is because it owned all these theatres. Her Majesty's in Melbourne, Comedy in Melbourne, Her Majesty's in Thingo. They had theatres in New Zealand. They had theatres in South Africa. And then they produced all these shows.
Right.
You know, like the Funny Girl, and they did Oklahoma, all the old stuff and all of that. But I didn't know that, did I? Well, I went and got a job as an office boy. And there it went. And then it went from there.
Yeah. Look, 50 years in the game, what yeah. would you say would be the highlight?
The highlight?
Because, I mean, I've heard rumours that you've patted jaguars and...
Tickled.
Tickled.
You don't pat, you tickle a jaguar.
Oh, of course you do. Was that in front of a massive audience?
No, that was at a trainer. This trainer, he had lions and tigers together.
Okay.
Which is like... you know, unseen, and he had jaguars and cougars who would hop on their back and run around and do all sorts of things. And I was watching him do a practice one day, and he said, "Come over and meet whatever the jaguar's name was." And I thought of like, "Yeah, right, eh?" And he said, "Just give it a little tickle under the chin." And I thought, so this thing's looking at me, and I'm going, "Yeah, okay," like that. And I got a little tickle, and it sort of went, "Oh, a bit more." So I went. Like that. Then I tickled it on the chest, and then I just behind the ear, and then it was my mate. And I thought, wow.
Didn't do anything, didn't bite you, just happy?
No.
Wow, that's insane. Hey, look, we haven't even touched on what's happening here in Perth. The Circus. Can you paint us a picture of what people can expect?
Start with this. Start with this. The tent. Ferrari. Ferrari tent, I call it. Made in Italy.
Okay, right. Not just because it's red. Is
no,
it red?
No. Okay. It's Ferrari as in quality.
Okay, right.
So you've got that. Now, the moment that sets up, then you go inside. Now, what do you expect? Well, in circus, you expect many things. And let me get one thing. Like, the globe of death. Motorbike riders going at, you know, how many kilometres an hour in a confined steel cage, ball of a steel cage. Right, now,
terrifying.
If you stand in it, if you're ever game enough to stand, and as they're going around, you think, wow, wow, wow. And then we've split it in half. So you've got half the riders on top, half the riders on the bottom, and a great big gap in the middle where there's nothing.
Really?
Yeah. And then it's like, and that's where your jaw is literally like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a little tickle for you.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, don't give away too much.
No, because then again, I mean... what else can we do if you walk in the tent, you're right, what's the next act? Bang, you look up the top and there's a motorbike at the top of the tent with a girl hanging off the side of it going around. All right, now I'm not going to tell you what happens, but just imagine a motorbike at the top of the tent. Right, when's the last time you saw that?
Well, I have never.
Well, there you go. Well, we're bringing it to you. Then you've got the human cannonball. Have you ever seen a human cannonball?
No, I've always thought I wouldn't mind getting shot out of one of those things, but...
Oh, you're easy. I want you to see the show. We'll get you.
So you've got that as well?
Yeah. And see, that again, you hear about it, you might see an old film or something of it like that, and then it's right in your face.
Yeah.
The human cannonball. You could be the cynical 22-year-old male adult, which you probably were one day, And there's something in that there for you. Like, you're there. You can be the family, mum and dad, and that, you know, auntie, uncle. And that lovely thing of when the kids are just can't stop yakking to you at the end of the show. And then you yourself have thought, wow, what about that? So it's the wow factor. It's the unusual, the unexpected, the I've seen this. And for 2 hours, it's like, bang, it's gone the minute. But you'll never forget it, because you never forget going to the circus.
That is awesome. Well, I truly am looking forward to going. GM Greg Hall, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat. Remember, family, the Circus Live, it is right here in Perth. A two-hour spectacular. Don't miss out. Go check it out these holidays. Greg, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, lovely. Great to be in the luxurious offices.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.